Introduction. Welcome to Lesson 1.3, Overview of Generative Models. This lesson is part of Module 1, Foundation Understanding Generative AI Concepts in the Generative AI for Product Managers and Finance course. In this lesson, we'll explore three main types of generative models: generative adversarial networks, GANs, variational autoencoders, VAEs, and transformers. Additionally, we will discuss their applications in finance and how they compare to discriminative models. By the end of this lesson, you will be able to recognize different types of generative models and their potential applications in the finance sector. Main content: understanding generative adversarial networks, GANs. Generative adversarial networks, GANs, are a type of model that consists of two neural networks, a generator and a discriminator, that compete against each other. The generator creates synthetic data, while the discriminator evaluates it against real data. This adversarial process continues until the generator produces data that the discriminator cannot distinguish from real data. In finance, GANs have several noteworthy applications. For instance, they can be utilized to generate synthetic financial data, which can help in testing algorithms without exposing sensitive information. Additionally, GANs can assist in fraud detection by generating examples of potential fraudulent transactions, enabling better training for detection models. A practical example includes creating realistic transaction datasets that help banks train their fraud detection systems more effectively. Understanding variational autoencoders, VAEs. Variational autoencoders, VAEs, are another type of generative model that learns to encode input data into a lower-dimensional latent space and then decode it back into its original form. This process allows VAEs to generate new data points that are similar to the input data. In the finance industry, VAEs can be employed for customer segmentation by identifying latent factors that influence customer behavior. This segmentation can lead to more tailored financial products and services. For instance, a bank might use VAEs to segment customers based on their spending habits, which can help in offering personalized credit card options. Furthermore, VAEs can be used to enhance credit scoring models by generating synthetic customer profiles, which can improve the robustness of machine learning models used for risk assessment. Understanding transformers. Transformers are a class of generative models primarily used for processing sequences of data, such as text. They rely on self-attention mechanisms to weigh the importance of each element in the input data, allowing them to generate contextually relevant outputs. In finance, transformers can be applied in natural language processing tasks, such as sentiment analysis for market predictions. For example, analyzing news articles or social media sentiment about a specific stock can provide valuable insights for investment strategies. Transformers can also be used to generate reports or summaries based on large datasets, streamlining the reporting process for financial analysts. An example is using transformers to summarize quarterly earnings reports, enabling quicker decision-making for investment teams. Comparison of generative models versus discriminative models. It is essential to understand the distinction between generative models and discriminative models. Generative models, like GANs, VAEs, and transformers, focus on modeling the distribution of data and generating new data points from that distribution. In contrast, discriminative models aim to distinguish between different classes of data by learning the boundary between them. In the finance sector, while generative models can create synthetic data for simulations and predictions, discriminative models are often employed in tasks like risk classification or credit scoring. For instance, a discriminative model might be used to determine whether a loan applicant is likely to default based on historical data. Understanding the strengths and weaknesses of each model type is crucial for product managers looking to implement AI solutions effectively. Conclusion. In this lesson, we covered the key types of generative models: generative adversarial networks, variational autoencoders, and transformers. We explored their applications in finance and compared them to discriminative models. Understanding these concepts will empower you as a product manager in finance to leverage generative AI solutions effectively. As you continue through this course, these foundational concepts will serve as a stepping stone for more advanced topics in generative AI. Reflection questions: how can GANs be leveraged to enhance risk management strategies in finance? In what ways could VAEs improve customer engagement in financial products? Reflect on the differences between generative and discriminative models. How might this influence your approach to developing AI solutions?